Really? Who has them? Do you know?
Well, Ms. Ellen has one, and her father or grandfather started King Mill. She has one, and Mary's wife has one. Do you know Mary? Okay.
And then public transportation. If you're going downtown, you couldn't drive, you would take the
bus.
And okay, the on your car, where's the speedometer located?
On the dashboard.
Okay. And then the little place on the right side of the dash, where you might keep things. You call that the
glove compartment.
Okay. And what would you use to, if you had several maps in there and you wanted to hold them together, that you would wrap around them?
A rubber band.
Okay. And if you just had a couple little sheets of information, though, you'd stick those together with a
gym clip.
A gym clip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or a gym clip. Yeah, okay. And if you didn't have one of those, what else might you use? What do you use mainly in the office?
A gym clip.
Okay, that's what you, okay.
What do you
Would you ever call that a paper clip?
No, I know what you're talking about, but it would never occur to me to call it anything but a gym clip.
Okay. Let me see, where do you keep the spare tire in your car?
In the trunk.
Okay, and what do you use to make it go faster? You put your foot down on the
accelerator.
Call that the accelerator. Do you ever call that anything else?
The gas.
The gas. Gas pedal?
Gas pedal.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But the first thing that comes to your mind is accelerator. Okay. And in a car without an automatic transmission, you
use gears.
Okay. And the thing you change the gears with, you call
gear
that
shift.
The gear shift. Okay. And sometimes on a residential street, they'll have these little humps to slow down traffic.
Speed breakers.
Okay. And then when you get to an intersection, they have these things to make you stop.
Stop lights.
You call it a stop light. Okay. And then what kinds of cars are used by the fire and police departments, cars and trucks and things?
Fire department uses a fire engine. Police department uses a police car.
Okay. Fire. When you talk about a fire engine, you mean are there different kinds of fire engine?
Mm-mm.
Just anything is a fire engine. What if it's got one of those long
hook
things?
Hook and ladders.
Hook and ladder. Okay.
It's a fire engine.
It's a fire engine. What about if it's used primarily for if it's not a hook and ladder? Would you ever call it a pumper?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let me see. What about the kind? I don't know if they even got them here. The kind where that has a big bucket that goes up, and a man can go up there with a hose.
A cherry picker? No. What is it?
Cherry picker?
No. I'm sorry. That's all wrong. A cherry picker is what the Georgia Power Company uses to fix the things.
Okay. Okay. Does the fire department have any trucks like that?
Yeah, because they have to put up the Christmas lights.
Okay, and you still call that a cherry picker if it's used by the fire department?
Yeah, I guess so. But I'd say a cherry picker on the fire truck. You know, they're two different things.
Okay. Let me see. And if somebody had a heart attack, what kind of car would they send out for that?
An ambulance.
Would you ever call that anything else? An inhalator?
Never heard that.
Okay.
Is that an
ambulance? Chicago term.
Common?
Yeah, very common in Chicago.
Ventilator.
Anything else? But you just call it an ambulance.
Yeah.
Emergency truck, maybe?
No.
Okay. And the fire chief rides in the